4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
I was just talking to Harry Sue the other day about the return of Chinese tourists, and you know, I mean, it's just a trickle we're talking about, but it's a beginning, and there's a headline there saying China flights end hiatus on page 10 of the Cairns Post today. Cairns welcomes tourists' return. Dylan Nicholson wrote that the first direct flight from China for almost 4 years has touched down in Cairns, but a storm delayed passing. Oh, that doesn't matter. China Eastern Airlines flight MU571 from Shanghai landed in Cairns Airport just after noon yesterday, beginning, and this is the important bit, beginning a series of seasonal flights during the Chinese New Year period. We used to be inundated years ago with thousands and thousands, tens of thousands. And Harry's fireworks would go off and it was party time and the dragon was everywhere. It was a wonderful atmosphere, festival time. Anyway, it's starting to come back. It does say here the storm didn't dampen their spirits, according to Airport Chief Richard Barker, who said the service was a significant milestone. Yes, it was. About 20,000 Chinese tourists are expected to welcome in Year of the Dragon here this year, bringing in an estimated $26 million. Now, China Eastern, there's various China airline companies. China Eastern is operating the Airbus A330 aircraft to Cairns, seating 232 passengers. Not huge, is it? But my God, it's an important beginning, turning of the corner. The last time Cairns welcomed seasonal flights from China, this is 2024, seasonal flights from China was in 2019. And I thought it was only going to last about a year or so, a year and a half. Harry said, no, you better put 5 years aside. The most recent scheduled service from China was Hainan Airlines, which operated to Shenzhen but stopped in March back in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Look, Mark Olson obviously will be very, very happy about this development. I mean, Mark's been fundamentally having to deal with a lot of negative publicity, a lot of sad people, a lot of people really struggling employment-wise for some time now, so he'll be encouraged. He's the chief executive, Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Mark, good morning.
Morning, John. Great to be speaking to you.
How did you feel when you saw that plane on the tarmac? Well, obviously it was waiting for an hour for the pouring rain. Not a great start, but who cares? They would have been thrilled to be back here, and you would have been thrilled to have them back here.
Yeah, absolutely thrilled, John. And as you say, it's a symbol of the beginning of the return. How good was the Dragon show last night at the Taipan? Taipan's not quite so great, but the Year of the Dragon show really lifted my spirits. And I think a bit like that, watching the plane touch down and seeing the first passengers come off. It's only a couple of thousand passengers that'll come in directly on these China Eastern flights, but the operators are estimating that we could have about 20,000 visitors from China here over the Chinese New Year coming through the capital city ports as well. So it's a beginning, John. It's a kickstart. And as you said, 2019 was the last time, and we have only had a trickle of visitors back from China. So a lot of hard work by the PTNQ team and the industry. I think we've had 1,700 trade engagements since July and generated about $15 million worth of publicity in our prime target audiences around Shanghai and Guangzhou in southern China. It's just nice to start to see some passengers back in.
Wonderful, and reward for the team. How many actually go on those team efforts to get people back to Cairns?
Yeah, we'll have about 12 to 14 operators come with us on each of the missions. Personally, I've been over twice in the last 6 months a third trip, including Hong Kong. So we're really putting our time and effort in, as we are in Japan, as we are in UK and Europe, was in India, just to support the great work being done by the airport. And I've really got to give a massive shout out to Richard Barker and the team at the airport for all of the great work that they're doing. So we want to make sure that if we've got a nose pointing towards Cairns with an international flight, whether it be from Auckland, Osaka, or with Singapore Airlines coming in from right across Europe, that we're filling it full of passengers. And that's what we've been trying to do. And this is a good start. It's a good publicity story and some solid numbers for this new year of the Dragon.
When you're over there drumming up business, you said 1,700 engagements, almost takes your breath away. But I presume it's some sort of speed dating structure, is it?
There's lots of those, yeah. So sometimes you'll have a forum of 80 to 100 people, and you're speaking to all of them at the same time doing the sales pitch, and then you go into, as you say, a speed dating exercise. You might get 8 or 10 minutes with each of them individually, but it's the follow-up that really matters. You know, you're doing the emails, you're sending information. Then when you get a really good win, like we had last week in preparation for this flight, we had 9 top-end journalists from Shanghai, including Condé Nast Traveler, here in the region for a couple of days. So it's that first piece that you do that gets them inspired, that's trade and media, and then you get the media to come here. And we know that when they see it, they just think, oh, this is what the world's been looking for. So they had an absolutely fantastic time. The team did a great job of showing off what we have to offer. So the idea that we have direct flights is for us as important from a publicity standpoint as the sheer volume. Probably see more come through from the capital city ports, but knowing that we've got a direct service, even a seasonal one, which we had back in 2012, John, as you say, you're talking about the history, and it was China Eastern running a seasonal Shanghai service back in 2012.
Yeah.
And for us, this is the beginning, building back.
Do you know, a quick shout out too, because you mentioned the dragon dancing or dragon show last night at the Taipans, and I've got to say there were people that I've been seeing doing that for years and years and years, if not decades, and they are the most wonderful members of that community. I presume they just don't know how to say no, but they've been doing it for years and they still enjoy it, they still put the enthusiasm in, and the colours are wonderful. The kids just love seeing those colours and that dancing on that wonderful arena.
And you know what, John, as much as we talk about tourism in numbers, numbers of people, numbers of flights, numbers of seats, each and every one of those people who choose to jump onto a flight come here for a reason. And for many of them, it is a personal connection to the place. So, you know, the Chinese community here, as you said, you remember all of the parties, the big celebrations. You can't underestimate how important a personal connection to a place is, whether it's from previous travel or through family. So we just love working with the Chinese community here. They always turn up. They're full of enthusiasm, and they build this enormous relationship, not only with our sister cities, including Qingdao, but also with the trade partners. That people want to travel where people want them to come, and it's such an important part. You can't undervalue the personal relationships. Yeah. It's not all numbers. It's not all ticket prices. You have to want to come. You really have to, and those connections with community are so important.
Well, that's going to be hopefully a steady return to the significant numbers we used to enjoy. Don't go away. This has just been put in front of me. It's under the heading Cash Splash Tempters, 2 new campaigns to increase tourism spend. Get ready to splash cash on the Sights and Sounds Far North, thanks to launch of 2 campaigns to support Cairns and surrounds the wake of Jasper, including $100 vouchers for locals to explore their own backyard. It says here $4,500 on offer. Minister for Tourism Cairns member Michael Healy said the state government was committed to helping the state shine again after the extreme weather. This is beautiful, locals. I mean, it's not a king's ransom, but gee, you wouldn't knock it back. $100 vouchers.
No, exactly right, John. And this is just for residents of tropical North Queensland. So Cardwell North, the first round is get out and explore your own backyard. But the other piece of the puzzle is a $100 discount via Webjet to get here into Cairns. So people can invite their friends and relatives who can get, I think I saw this morning, a Jetstar $17 flight from Brisbane to Cairns.
Yeah.
Come up from down south, and the locals can access the vouchers and share that with their friends and relatives. So we know that February and March, it's much more locals and international visitors and less so our Sydney and Melbourne travellers who come up during the winter time. So this was something, you know, that Michael Healy, the Premier and the Prime Minister really got their head around when we first met back on the 22nd of December to say we have to be able to put these in place in February. So great to see this one come through. And we know that there's more support coming over the next few weeks in terms of direct business support, because there's a lot of businesses, particularly our hearts are with the guys in Cape Trib, still cut off by road. Must be 57 days now, something of that ilk. Port Douglas has been without water. So, you know, they're back, they're doing it really well, but they've been hit really hard.
Yes.
So anything we can do to support them is what we're trying to do right now.
I understand Bill at Salsa is actually fitting a big water tank. And I thought, why would you do that? And then I realised it's common sense, because they've become so impacted by that lack of water recently. It must have been an absolute nightmare. Anyway, Bill said, I'm going to put in a huge water tank. Good on him.
Yeah, and the guys up on the Bloomfield track, you know, they're still isolated. Rossville, all the way up to the little Annan River south of Cooktown. So everyone needs to get out this year. All of our locals, we did it so well during COVID, 2021, 2022. We got out and explored our own backyard. But 2023, John, more Aussies went to Fiji in 2023 than ever in the history of travel. And it's Fiji. We love that. It's an amazing thing. But what about our own backyard? What about those one in five people who here in our region have their job in tourism? You know, you've got to get out and support locals. So the government's put $100 up. Get out and support a local business. Jump on to the tropical holiday dollars, the tropical dollars. There's 2,500 in this first round. There'll be another round. Hopefully we can do that as Cape Tribulation and north of the Daintree is opening up. And tell your friends and relatives to jump on those $100 discounts on Webjet and come on up. You've got to travel before the 30th of April because that's when we need it most.
I was going to mention this to you because I know you love characters and we've got the best, most interesting characters up here. There's one called Magoo. You would have heard. He was remarkable in rescuing 18 people. One helicopter, only room for one passenger. So 18 trips. He rescued 18 off the roof of the local pub. And you know, no thanks. No, I don't need anyone to thank me. It's just what I felt I should do. I mean, where else in the world, someone called Magoo for a start with a tiny helicopter doing 18 trips and rescue 18 people from the roof of a pub, only in North Queensland?
I just love it. And that's that, you know, that great community spirit. And we've got to keep that going. So some people say, well, I don't have a helicopter. I'm not Magoo. But you can pick up a voucher. You can go and take a short break. You can take a long weekend in Port Douglas. You get on a tour and head up north of the Daintree. I was on Solar Whisper jumping on the Daintree River just 2 weekends ago. Okay. What a fantastic trip. Saw 3 crocodiles, 3 cassowaries. We had an amazing lunch at Heritage Lodge up there south of Thornton's Beach. Just an amazing part of the world. And once you get over the Alexander Range, you're back in the rainforest. It's a truly stunning place. They've been hit so hard, so many hard stories, and they just need our help. So if we can get out and have some fun and that helps people, well, call me Magoo.
Solar Whisper, before you go, where do you get onto the Solar Whisper?
At the Daintree Village. Can head into the Daintree Village on the southern side of the river.
Yep.
Daintree Village is an amazing little spot, and there's a couple of tours that run out of there. But, yeah, onto the river. Go and have a look at Mother Nature, the power of Mother Nature. Get on up, spend some money in those communities. Mossman, you know, really hard hit. Port Douglas. So get on up, spend some money, spend some time, and, do something for your community. It's an amazing thing you can do while having fun.
This has been an excellent update. Really appreciate this. Thanks, Mark.
Always, John. Thank you.
A lot of information there, but very, very important information. That's Mark Olson. He's the Chief Executive, Tourism, Tropical North Queensland.